It's the one thing that I can't do.
I have butterscotch colored joggers. I'm sure my sons would love me wearing those to a country concert. But
there you go. That would be perfect. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. I will upload these two shows tonight when I get home. I was supposed to do that last night, and then I had a snow event. I had to go. I had to run and pick up some check. I had to do.
You had to do work stuff after.
Well, I didn't have to do. It was more association work, which isn't work. It's the same kind of work. But
well, I had all intent of going cowboy boot shopping last night, but it was not nice.
It was not.
It
nice
was in between it. Sleet. It was just started snow.
Heavy snow too.
So whoosh. Skip's restaurant is about 6 blocks from home. So I went and had a steak sandwich, and we had a wonderful dinner. So
there you go.
That was nice.
There you go. That's nice of you and Bridget to go out and have dinner.
No, impromptu date night is always best.
It is best. We enjoyed Nana home time.
Good.
So that was good last night. Susie's still here, and love you, Nana. Love you, DJ. Susie.
I was going to say, DJ finally sleeping?
I think probably. At least he doesn't have to run around looking, where is she?
And blaming Steen.
Yes, and blaming me. We have, so coming up, Saturday we have Northern Iowa at Illinois, Chicago, 12:30 pregame. Chiefs, Jaguars are a 3:30 kickoff, no pregame. And then Sunday, so we had on here Giants and Eagles, we join in progress, but it's been crossed out, so I'm iffy on that. And Sunday, you have Bengals, Bills, Cowboys, 49ers. So we'll talk about those four games here in a bit. We got a few things to talk about. As always, want to thank all of our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. So go ahead, I'm going to make you read all three in this first
really?
Hour.
Wow.
Just pick them, and then I'll do the rest.
Earn my paycheck. There you go. Heritage Building Maintenance. Provide quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout central Iowa. Heritage is a future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by being a certified partner in science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Okay. So, I'm trying to think what to start with today, and usually I tell you to start. So, but I'm gonna start this one today. I'm just curious. 32 teams in the NFL, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm going straight. 32 teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right now, not even talking coaches, 8 of them need offensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers today pretty much fired their whole – this is the most awesome thing I've ever heard in my life, facetiously. They fired their whole entire staff except for Todd Bowles. When you saw them this year, what was their biggest problem? Defense. He's a defensive coordinator, and that's who they kept.
You would have flipped the coin and done the opposite.
I'd have kept Byron Leftwich and sent them all packing.
Okay, see, I was surprised when I first saw that, too, of Brian Leftwich. But if you go down through what if you look back at it, I mean, the stats of him being – they were leaders as far as scoring this last year. They had fallen massively. They went from being the best as far as a running game to they were at the bottom. And then Brady had to throw for a career high attempts for him on throw. I mean, 3 years ago he was the magician. He was Merlin, you know, at offense. Can the blame go to him that he changed? Can the blame? You want it to start with the head coach? Do you want it to – the weapons weren't there? Where does it turn?
You and I had a good chance if they'd have played another week to play offensive line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, so there was more to it.
There always is more to it.
Yeah.
And if you look at how did the offense do and how did the defense do? The defense was horrible. How many injuries did the defense have on it? I don't think very many. That is an organization that I think when all this was going down, that was an organization. Todd Bowles did not want to be Tom Brady's
Belichick.
I can't say the word on the radio, but
yes
starts with a B.
Yes,
and that's what that he was never going to get any credit.
Right.
So he's like, I can't go at Tom Brady because he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I can do? I can go at Byron Leftwich, and I'm going to at every turn I'm going to drop a little hint. He didn't have. Tom Brady didn't have wide receivers half the year. He didn't have an offensive line. The defense didn't play well. The first three games of the season for the Minnesota Vikings, just to take that one a step over, too. Nobody was saying anything about Kirk Cousins, and nobody was saying it because their defense was playing amazing. I think they played the Green Bay Packers in their one of the first four games. They demolished the Green Bay Packers, shut Aaron Rodgers down.
Mm-hmm.
The defense played great. I mean, we're smacking him all day long. And then a bunch of people got hurt, and their defense didn't play well. So the only thing that people said that whole entire time was, well, it's how can we say that Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback because he is one. He was 12 and something in less than one score games. Well, he was in a bunch of one score games because right. their defense couldn't stop anybody.
Right.
So my
and the scale of justice tipped their way.
Yes.
I mean that was it,
he was able to bring them home in games by having offensive efficiency. So this is I have to go back and I have to take a couple of steps back on seeing the whole defensive coordinator as coach and offensive coordinator as a coach. Even if you hire an offensive coordinator, if you don't have a quarterback and you don't have weapons, it doesn't matter if you hire an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator.
Right.
If you go and you try to hire somebody, you know, I was trying to think Greg Roman for the Baltimore Ravens, who the Baltimore Ravens let go today, but they let him take the initiative, and he resigned. And one of the things that they said was, well, maybe Lamar Jackson didn't like him, but when Greg Roman was, and Lamar Jackson left a pretty lengthy thing on how much he liked Greg Roman. But what Greg Roman's known for is he has all these different schemes and stuff to run the football. And you look at the people that are in the playoffs right now, maybe they run a little bit. This is not a run-heavy league. This is a passing league because it used to be a run-heavy league, and so then they started getting defensive linemen, and defensive linemen started going up at the top of the draft. And then it was you need to rush the quarterback. Well, now it's so hard to rush the quarterback because he's throwing to five guys. He only needs 2 seconds
and
to do that.
And it's not even that it's a passing league now, where it used to be a run league. It's a yak league.
It's yards after catch.
It's yards after catch.
If you can get a guy and get him one block so he gets yards, because you don't have to run. Now, some of these teams do run, some don't. But when you're looking at this overall picture and some of these openings that are out there, the first thing you have to do is any of these openings, do they have quarterbacks? And the answer is no.
Right.
So you're already getting ready to hire somebody else and then have them go through the same thing and get ready to hire somebody else because you can't stop it.
Here's the pantry analogy that I always go back to. You can be a phenomenal chef, coach.
Oh yeah.
And you go to the pantry, and if you've got the right things, you can make a really good meal. Now, some of those things in some recipes, you can substitute. Instead of oil, you can do applesauce. It's kind of unorthodox, but you can get away with it.
Yep.
But if you're trying to make bread and you don't have flour, it's not going to work.
No.
So you've got to have the core pieces.
Absolutely.
I mean, to go back to our first thing we're talking about with Brian Leftwich, you pivotably, when things went south for the Buccaneers, Jensen, the center.
Yeah.
That's been Brady's guy. An appendage of him.
It's the lead. It's the diagnoser. Every team, every great team has one.
Yes.
They're not always all centers, but every great team has a guy on the line that calls all the stuff.
Right.
Why was the Baltimore – I keep saying the Baltimore Ravens just because it helps prove a point. What happened? What is what Greg Roman was running, was that the reason that they were good at it? Or was it the fact that you had someone like Tyler Linderbaum that could come in from college and call blocking schemes and do all that?
Right.
And get out in front. I mean, he is one of the most athletic. You look at Ryan Jensen, he's a great center. You look at Tyler Lindenbaum. They're two different cats, man. This Tyler dude, he's an athlete, and Ryan Jensen is a brawler.
Oh yeah,
he's a wrestling brawler, and you need him. Long hair, it does. So you know, you look at that. I look at the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills. They're set at quarterback. New England Patriots, until they get an offensive. See, that was one of those. Mac Jones went backwards because they had Joe Judge. And
right. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, they need to have
an offensive. So you think Mac Jones is better than what he showed at the
absolutely.
End of the season?
New York Jets do not have a quarterback. No matter what they do, no matter who they bring in, no matter what they do, unless they get a quarterback, they're done. The Bengals have a quarterback.
But, hey, you saw the news today. Nathaniel Hackett is interviewing, so he'll, you know.
If the New York Jets hire Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett, then you can just take the.
But he'll bring Rodgers with him. It'll be fine.
The Baltimore Ravens, if they can keep Lamar Jackson, it looks like. And now they're going to let Lamar have say in the offensive coordinator. And I think Lamar Jackson is going to go, I don't care. Right. I want my money. I'm you guys beat me up. You give me no weapons. So if you're not going to give me any weapons, and this would be my deal for him. And they actually said this. We're going to try to enhance the wide receiver room. I'm saying, here's the thing.
Doesn't he want
linemen? He's got great linemen.
But they've just been banged up.
No, yeah, but he's still, I mean, that's the thing that you have to, he missed the last six games. And before that time, their offense was amazing. Except for he didn't have any weapons, but they were rushing for like 200 yards a game.
That one fourth quarter meltdown, but we won't talk about that. So.
Yeah, and it wasn't from not scoring. They scored at will for the first three quarters. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have somebody that they can agree on. Little Hands Kenny. I think he's in, man.
Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Betcha.
The Cleveland Browns, they're stuck. No matter what, it's their guy. And don't even
three
talk
years?
To
yeah.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are set. Trevor Lawrence is set.
That's
Tennessee Titans
exciting.
Looking for a quarterback. Indianapolis Colts looking for a quarterback. Houston Texans looking for a quarterback. You see why Jacksonville has a pretty nice spot for the next few years.
Is it? It's Chicago and are going to flip flop 1 and 2.
Yeah, I don't know if Houston can get. They got a. I would say if they want to switch, and I can't remember right off the top of my head who the wide receiver is that never wants to play for the Houston Texans, who's a really good wide receiver.
Right.
Little dude. It'll hit me at 7:30 tonight. I think they could trade some pieces to get the mask lineman that was right before he got drafted. They had a picture of him. Remember that? He had like an ocean.
For Baylor?
No, it was an ocean. It was Lamar Tunsil or Jeremy Tunsil.
He had the
mask on and he was smoking pot.
That was right before they shoot a camera at him.
That was great.
Snorkel mask.
Depending on what the Las Vegas Raiders is, this is why the AFC West is going to be for a long time, because you hope the Denver Broncos brings in somebody. Because Russell Wilson, I don't buy what everybody said this year. Russell Wilson had some good games. He had a lot of drops, and I don't think they had any idea what kind of offense. But then you have Justin.
So you're putting more weight on Nathaniel Hackett then. So you get him a good coach. He's going to do fine.
I think he's going to be fine.
Getting the scheme, getting the weapons.
Philadelphia Eagles have a quarterback. The Dallas Cowboys have a quarterback. New York Giants have a quarterback. The Washington Commanders don't. But they still were almost 500.
Right.
And you look at the Vikings. They have Kirk Cousins.
Sounds like he's working to
Jared
come back.
Jared Goff. And then the Bears have Justin Fields. And you don't know about
the
game.
Do you like Goff?
I do.
In Detroit?
Oh, God. I mean, talk about what happens when – Jared Goff is another person in LA, didn't use him correctly.
Okay.
Gets traded to
that's
Detroit.
A good point, though. He wasn't used correctly.
No,
so
he wasn't used like they did. Okay. He had one of the highest completion percentages, touchdowns to interceptions, and yards. And he plays indoors. It's perfect for him. And he beat the Green Bay Packers when they had absolutely nothing to play for, which just shows that. And then you look at this. Tampa Bay Buccaneers don't have a quarterback. Carolina Panthers don't have a quarterback. The New Orleans Saints don't have a quarterback. Atlanta Falcons doesn't have a quarterback. So if you want to see a Super Bowl winner next year, figure out who from the AFC gets to play the NFC South, because that's a bad, bad, bad thing. The 49ers, I don't even think if he has a bad weekend, I still think there's a 65-35% chance Brock Purdy's their starting quarterback next year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If he has a good game,
it jumps up to 90%.
Yes.
Okay.
With that being said,
this is such a razor's edge for him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on a winning streak. He hasn't lost as a starter. So he does lose. He throws two interceptions and loses a game. See, we told you.
Right.
They figured him out. He's
that's not going to be the narrative, though. Even if he throws the two interceptions, the narrative is the San Francisco 49ers weren't able to run on the Dallas Cowboys. That's going to be the narrative because that's what makes Brock Purdy so good.
Okay.
If he has that,
I'm on a rookie
quarterback, probably has the best play action fake of maybe anybody since Aaron Rodgers. It's amazing what he does.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it's hard for me right now because, you know, my team's gone, your team's gone. You know, it is. The ones we're usually for.
Why wouldn't we cheer for him?
I'm cheering for Trevor Lawrence, though. I think the Jags story is a better story
It is a better story. But that they're separate conferences, so we can still cheer.
You know what? A Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy Super Bowl
would be awesome. Yes, it would.
There you go.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be right back right after this break.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Steam on Sports 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a good day. A little easier drive home than the drive in. And what drive in wasn't bad this morning either, really. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at happyhour_SS, at scottbrower_13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700thechamp, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Saturday is the next live event. It is Northern Iowa at Illinois Chicago, 12:30 pregame. And you get football. We'll talk more about that here in a sec. I've got the next one.
I'll do it.
No. Oh, you've got to do all three of them. That's right.
Oh,
heck yes.
Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on.
Travis, he didn't do you first tonight. That was totally his call, not mine.
I think he's going to be okay with it. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Three locations in Omaha. Locations West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out the Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand, and that's a lot. Also take care of applying online for loans with Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
All right, get you a blank page. Turn your notebook to a blank page. Get that pen out. Okay. Let's do it. Let's do a little configuring here. Let's see what next year, if we had to, even counting the playoff teams, who we think have a chance. So we'll give them three categories. We'll give good, mediocre, and bad. How's that? Oh, you got news?
No. I'm okay. You're talking far as NFL teams?
Yes, NFL teams.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm just going to go down the list here.
Okay.
And you can just put little hash marks. So, great chance to make the playoffs, mediocre chance, and no chance.
No, I like that. No. Okay.
Buffalo Bills. I think we can both agree.
That's a great.
Your Miami Dolphins.
I say that's a medium.
Gotcha. The New England Patriots. I would say medium.
I'm going to go medium.
I would too. New York Jets.
Didn't write Bills. Patriots. I wrote medium. Okay, Pats. Say that again.
Jets.
Man.
I'm going to give them.
I'd go between medium and no because I got to figure out who they're going to be quarterback.
I agree with that. So put no because I don't think they have a quarterback, and I agree with that.
As of right now.
Yeah. Cincinnati Bengals, definitely a yes. Baltimore Ravens, I would put in the middle.
Medium Ravens.
Pittsburgh Steelers, I would put. I would the same thing I say about the Jets. They'd be right in the middle, but probably closer to the Ravens. I would say middle.
Middle for Steelers.
Yep.
Browns. I'll go with that.
Cleveland Browns.
Browns, I got to go medium. Yeah.
I would agree as well. I think we both agree Jacksonville is in the great part. Tennessee Titans, I would probably put in the medium just because of the thing. Indianapolis Colts. I would put in the no for right now.
And
the Houston Texans would definitely be a no. Then you have the Kansas City Chiefs. That's definitely a great. The
Chiefs.
The Chargers. Man, I have a hard time with that one.
I'd go medium.
I would too. That would be the other way. The in between the medium and that. But yes. Las Vegas Raiders. I think that's a poor until we figure out who they have.
I think there is enough buzz. I would be willing to go medium on the
just
Raiders
because of the buzz. Somebody's going there.
From quarterback to
Garoppolo's going there.
No, he's going to New York Jets. All right. So we're going to say Raiders are in the medium range of success.
Denver.
I go medium.
I would go medium. Depend on coach.
Yes.
That's a big
the
if
fact
there.
That Hackett's gone gets them off the note.
Yeah, making them off the
so
note.
So we're going to go medium on them too.
Yep. Philadelphia, I would put great. The Cowboy.
Would you?
Yeah. They're going to be healthy. They're going to spend money. They have draft picks.
Philly, Dallas, I'll go
Dallas,
great.
I would agree. The Giants, medium. I would still put medium.
Yeah. It's too bad. Their mindset is they are going to beat Dallas, but for next year, I'd put them as a medium.
Yep. The Commanders, I would put the Commanders in medium too, just because of my
medium below,
love for Ron Rivera.
And it's the Commodores. Wait, Commanders.
Yep. So the Vikings, I think they're a medium.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions, I think, is a medium. With heading the other way that Minnesota might be coming back from.
Oh, am I supposed to be putting arrows on this? Which way they're going?
No,
trending.
Okay. Green Bay Packers. This is a tough one. It's family and all that. Okay, so
I'm going to point to the column as I write it down.
Yeah, he's not going to say it out loud.
Not a chance.
Not a chance, and a medium to not a chance if Aaron Rodgers is there, because I don't know. I think that he is. I think he's trying to get out of Green Bay by trying to divide the locker room.
You think?
Well, okay. I was being nice because I love your family too.
All right.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I would put in the medium heading the other way.
Yes.
The Carolina Panthers, I would put in poor until you figure out what the heck they're going to do.
Yep.
New Orleans Saints, I would do the same. And Atlanta Falcons, I would do the same. Like I said, if you're an AFC team and you draw the NFC South, man, you are licking your chops on four wins there. San Francisco 49ers, I'd put in the great.
Yep.
Seattle Seahawks, I would put in the middle. Probably heading the other direction as well, because it's just not going to be that easy. The LA Rams, I would put
medium
and heading the wrong direction.
Right.
And the Arizona Cardinals, I'd put in the poor.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Depending on where you're at. Because I'm a bigger Kyler Murray fan than you are.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be back till probably, you can play Call of Duty with a torn ACL, but you can't play football.
Okay, where are we at? The only ones in the great.
How many pours? Let's start.
How many pours? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 7 teams that we consider poor chances to make the playoffs.
7 teams out of 32, so that's 25%. And how many great?
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So, see, same.
Right.
So you have, and I bet you if we went back and did this over the last 5 years at the end of the season, it's probably 7, 7, and 18. Right. Even if it was 8, 8, 16. So 6, 8 on the 8 on the corners on both sides and 16 in the middle.
Right.
And then you try to figure out who those ones. So name the ones in the middle again.
Dolphins, Patriots, Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Titans, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos, Giants, Commanders. Lions, Rams, Tampa Bay, Seattle, and the Vikes.
And see, the difference between that grouping and the grouping on the good side is quarterback.
Right.
And on the other side, it's quarterback.
Oh, okay.
And the ones in the middle just have quarterbacks that you just don't expect. Like, Kirk Cousins isn't winning a Super Bowl anytime soon if they don't change things.
Right.
The Browns.
So Ravens trending upward or trending downward?
If the Ravens have,
that's where we are with all the middle of the road guys.
Right.
We don't know.
If you would tell me tomorrow that he gets a Mike McDaniel kind of guy or somebody like that, and he gets DeAndre Hopkins, or he gets somebody else, then I would move them. Because he just doesn't have anybody to throw to. And they need to be healthy. And I told the one thing I've always said about my Baltimore Ravens, whoever their strength and conditioning coach is and whoever does any of that side should have been fired a long time ago because they are always on that other side. Here's the funny thing about one of the teams that are up and coming. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a really good team. They're still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if they don't give Kansas City a really good game. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the person who we suspended for a whole year because he bet on a football game, Calvin Ridley, goes into their wide receiver room.
Right.
That gives them four really good wide receivers with two really good tight ends. And Doug Peterson. I mean, there's just some fun things to – there's some fun things for some of these teams.
And so, we talked about this on that. The line has moved a point on everything, it looks like.
Yeah. Trying to,
half a point on
– see that – What did we always said? And it's not like you and I are betting aficionados, but we've looked at it enough. Whoever they want to try to – whoever they think will bet the most amount of money is who they do Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday lines.
Right.
Those are people, hey, I need to get Kansas City money in here. So I'm going to put this here because that's going to give me some Kansas City money. And then they'll change it now and try to get the other money coming the other way, which is the reason that – their buildings are really, really big.
I always do the toilets are gold.
Yes. You know, if I had to pick a – I mean, that would be my surprise team for next year is Jacksonville, as long as everybody's healthy.
I think they've got a lot of cap. They've got a lot of – I mean
– I think if you believe in Ryan Pace and you believe in Matt Eberflus, which I do not know if I do, but I'm saying if you do – and for all these guys that come on the radios and say, well, what the heck's the Bears doing when they're saying that they're going to do their due diligence on C.J. Stroud and Bryant Young? Because they don't want the number one pick. They want somebody to come up and get it.
Right.
So if they say they're going to do that.
But
they want a lot for it. And you have to sell it. But if they have a good draft and they get seen – here's another one that I thought about when I went home that I can't believe I didn't say yesterday. As much as I think getting Alan Lazard is a great pickup, you know who the next greatest pickup I think you could get? And for not a lot of money because Chicago just can't afford to sign him. Can you imagine somebody that has struggled in their running game and can pick up David Montgomery?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Where did we put the Bears?
Did I not mention the Bears? I might not have. If I was going to mention the Bears, I'd put the Bears right in the middle. I really would.
Right.
Even though they were 3-14.
I put them out as a medium, yeah.
Right.
Because
they were 3-14 for a reason. They had no reason to win. And they have this is the craziest thing of all. They have a defensive coach, and they didn't trade offensive pieces. They traded away their two best defensive guys, which saved them money and got them more draft picks. And that's how they want to go. And they have a lot of money to spend.
I think a Garoppolo and Breece Hall combination in the New York Jets would be wonderful.
Well, and you just their wide receiver who I had, Garrett Wilson. I had Garrett Wilson on my fantasy team.
Oh,
he
was
unbelievable. And you have Sauce Gardner, and you have a great defense. I mean, you have all these things.
Exactly.
They just need somebody that and what's the connection? Robert Saleh. He was with the 49ers for all that time. He gets it.
Well, and I here's the thing. Can he bring the locker room together? Because it sounds like that's a major problem at quarterback. He can't bring the locker room together.
Right. And you know, and then you have to.
Sounds like quarterback was kind of a jackwagon.
Yeah, you need to change this narrative really quickly because you spent the number three pick in the draft on your quarterback that you can't even let in the locker room.
Right.
That's a really bad thing. So, it's going to be. It's going to be really interesting.
Yes, it is.
What goes on in the NFL. Did you watch the Chris Treat thing last night?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
And that's, I mean,
it brought back a lot of memories. You forget how good a player he was, what he could do, and what he might have been able to do. He would have got drafted. He would have been drafted.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's to see all the. Somebody referenced this of the forever young moment because everybody it's in his mind's eye that that's how old he was. That's how old. Then just to see AC Earl and everybody, you know, to go through oh, good Lord, they're my age.
Yeah.
You know, and then to put in perspective of what was missed. You know, I mean, it's there was and we talked about it yesterday a little bit about some of the previews that we saw from the Jordy Bohanna connection of missing the free throw to tie the consecutive free throw record so that he didn't break it. So it's always, you know,
Coach K still can't talk about him without without tearing up.
No, it was good to see the interview with Dr. Tom.
Yes,
Everyone. I mean, you kind of knew, but to really the Freddie Hoiberg connection. I didn't realize Freddie changed his number to 40 after it.
Mm-hmm.
Those games were so pivotal, so emotional. And your heart drops to see mom leaning over and kissing a gravestone.
Yep. And snowplow and
hasn't spoke in 30 years, hasn't talked. I mean, I think the most poignant thing he said is, I really got a pretty good idea they don't want to talk to me. You know, I whether it's blame, whether it's this, whatever, I didn't approach them because I'm guessing they don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, it that was an interesting angle on it.
It was.
They brought that. It made me slow down and kind of look inside myself of the each day is a gift, you know, type thing, stuff like that. I mean, it did take you back from the hairstyles to the looks, to
short
the sweaters,
shorts,
to the everything. Because, I mean, that was, you know, I graduated in 88, 89, 90. That's right. College years. I mean, to see my friends from college, we're all older now. And yep. It stopped.
It happened.
We'll come back to that.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I got Scotty for one more segment. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll be
live from the capital city. It's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scotty's sitting here. It's his last segment of the week.
Of the week, yes, it is. Because tomorrow's Friday.
It is Friday.
Today's my Friday.
There you go. That's a good day. You off tomorrow? You off work tomorrow?
I took off work tomorrow because I don't expect to come home early tonight.
Four
so.
In the morning.
Yes, because my 52-year-old butt's going to stay out that late. It's going to be 10:30 and be like, we should put a bow in this.
I got to go.
Oh, man.
I got
so much, my back hurts.
You are listening to us, or you can check us out on Twitter. I'm sorry.
we were off
target here. At 1700 Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour Sports _SS. You got me all mixed up. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Saturday, Northern Iowa, University of Illinois, Chicago, 12:30 pregame. Go.
All right, you need to just make sure you make a note. Okay, I did Northwest Bank.
Yep, I got it.
I did Heritage Building Maintenance, and I'm going to do the Palmer Group.
Okay, wow.
Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic between dynamic and focus on both the client and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important and challenging. Currently, over 300 jobs are open and on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer services, manufacturing, information technologies, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website to find out what Palmer Group can do for you.
There you go.
There you go.
Love it.
Cool.
Great company.
All right, where you want to go?
Okay, so... I have a story here.
Okay.
It says early exits for Texas and Oklahoma could help Big 12 repay members that agreed to diluted revenue upon expansion. So when all this was going down, when Texas and Oklahoma decided they were going to go, knowing that they had to stay, they knew what their payout was if they wanted to leave early. And the earliest that they could leave is they could leave after the 23-24 season. So after next year, the leaving at that time would cost them $168 million, which is $84 million apiece. So what the Big 12 did with Bob Bowlesby and all the rest of the people agreeing is they all diluted their TV rights so that they could split their TV rights with BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, mm-hmm. and Central Florida. And then when Oklahoma and Texas, there's no way that Oklahoma and Texas can get out in this first part of the next year. They're right. just couldn't make it happen.
Right.
Even with all the SEC money that's out there, it wouldn't have been 168, but right. it would.
So it's 2024.
It wouldn't have been double that, but it would have right. been. It would have been like 250. So then they're going to take that 168, and then they'll pay the originals, the Iowa States and all those guys, what they gave up to give to the new four teams, and then mm-hmm. they split what's ever left between everybody. And it looks like that's going to happen. I think the SEC will help Texas and Oklahoma take care of that. And that way, the only caveat in all this is Texas and Oklahoma don't want to play any of the new teams. And you're like, okay, there's no way you can't not play any of the new teams. So, and if I'm Bob Bowlesby, every single game that they have to play one of those four teams, they have all are going to be on the road. I'd make them all go. I would make Oklahoma and Texas go to every one of those. Just okay. go there.
I got gotcha.
But that's just me. I'm, you know, only child's
and you're
spoiled brat. You're vindictive.
Vindictive. Yes. Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
Slightly vindictive.
But it's a pretty big story that, you know, we don't even have a Big 12 football schedule yet because they haven't. They you know, it's the first. They're like, what do we do with all these teams? What do people do? Are we in divisions? Are we not in divisions? They got a lot of stuff
to decide.
You
need to get that figured out.
Yeah, pretty quick because yeah. you're going to have to know
right.
because tickets are going to start coming up here pretty quick to purchase. So
you do the Sukup end zone again?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, it's Travis helps us do that. So I think we're still on the good side of that.
Travis's donation helps with that.
Yes,
it's always a good thing.
Does.
Always a good thing.
Yes, we just get extra seats, which it is a ton of fun. It is. You know, those first games when it's really nice is really fun. And then by the time, you know, you get
the weather
to the, by the time
inclement.
You get to the cold games, then it's cool because you're at Sukup. So it's okay.
Yep.
Everything's grand. A little bit. I didn't give this a shout out. So our brother, Mr. Mike Lacey, was, you know, he always goes to the Iowa State games.
Yes.
But special games, he gets to do a special thing. So when Texas and Iowa State played the other day, he sat down on the court with Mama. Usually that is Mike Senior. It's just left empty,
right.
And people just kind of come up and talk to her and sit there for a little bit.
Yes.
And then as soon as Karen or Mama Lacey, as soon as she kind of stares at him, then they know, okay, I can't sit here anymore. I'm going to go back where I was. But Mike got some front row. So kudos to Mike and Karen.
Okay. I didn't know where you're going with that because he actually, the other day when it was really nice, he got a birdie. He golfed.
Yes.
In January.
Yeah.
Out there. I'm like, whoa.
You know, we are a part of that association that
dude,
we can go golf whenever we want.
It has to be about 71 to 83 for me, okay? Because my game needs reasons for it to go bad, right?
There you go.
But then the other thing, I thought maybe you were saying that he ran around the top with the flag.
No.
Oh, but okay.
We know the people that do that, though. And that's not, I bet you that's not easy.
No.
I can almost guarantee you that I could not do that.
Fight song twice?
I think so. I think they, yeah.
Okay.
But it, I don't think I could do it even.
But it's the balcony level, whatever, run around with a flag.
I
get winded and kind of lightheaded just watching them. But.
So. What else you got?
Well,
since this is your last segment.
This argument that keeps bubbling up because Iowa State is doing as well as they are about
yes.
the whole ESPN Plus deal. You know, I've had ESPN Plus this, 3 years? But I did hear somebody say, look, we get it that it was a really good game. The game opposite from the Big 12 on at the same time
was
Kansas-Kansas State.
Yeah.
Yes, they got better billing. Iowa State got bumped over. You can't have two Big 12 teams. You have to. It's a national television show.
Iowa State doesn't like 6 o'clock games either. They
right.
love that 7 o'clock
right.
game. They don't want to do 6 o'clock games because that doesn't give people enough time in the Johnny Orr Club, and it doesn't give enough time for everybody else. And we went to Cafe Bolle. Is that what it's called? Cafe Bolle. Caffey.
You did?
But no, Caffey.
Oh, up in Ames?
Yeah.
I haven't been there for years. So I don't
know. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. It is so much fun. Yeah, that is the name of it, though, right?
Right.
It's just a little kind of...
Aunt Maud's is the one,
yeah,
I know.
I want to say a dive, but hopefully people understand that dive is a good thing now. Not because of, yes, Guy Fieri, dives,
exactly,
are like,
exactly,
what everybody's looking for.
Exactly.
I watched two of his shows last night. How cool would it be to be him?
Well,
that is unbelievably cool.
I mean, think about this. What is it? Sammy Hagar and him have a alcohol line, tequila. Yeah,
a tequila line.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you get to hang. I mean, he gets to hang with all those people because he cooks and he does. It's amazing what he has turned that into.
What I was getting to about the ESPN, yeah, Plus, they're not going to change anything.
They're not changing.
They put the schedule out before they thought Iowa State was going to be and
Iowa State home
and Texas
game,
were going to be 10-8. And
if they'd have asked them, they'd have taken a 7 o'clock game.
Right.
They don't want a 6 o'clock game,
right,
and I think that's fine. I mean, those 6 o'clock games are for East Coast,
right?
East Coast, your West Virginias.
Right.
Even your Kansas States. I mean, that's what they're for. And it's going to be for your Cincinnati, and it's going to be for your Central Florida.
Well, that's Kansas. The 6 o'clock. They had Kansas as a marquee game and down. They gave it the better billing. So,
and see, that's the thing, and I hope that's what happens to Kansas when they come to Ames. And it is a tough place to play. It is a cool place too. One of the fun things when my youngest was playing baseball is right before COVID shut everything down, we got to do that little bit of Big 12 run because we did the Kansas and then we did the Kansas State and then he was playing. It's going to hit me here in a second. It's in Dallas. The school's Dallas Baptist. We played at Dallas Baptist.
Cool.
So we got to be in Dallas. So then you got to do the whole Dallas thing on the way down. I mean, that's so much fun. Like, we went to the Alamo Bowl to do the Big 12 drive to get to the Alamo Bowl and get to stop in all those Big 12. I mean, we stopped, saw Baylor in Waco.
Right.
Went and seen.
Oh, yeah.
What's that show called?
Joanne.
Chip and Joanne. Yeah. I mean, but it was just, so many things to see. We stopped. We stayed overnight now they're not in the Big 12, but we stayed overnight in Texas A&M because my brother-in-law Aaron, who is still military, with his regular law job, he's also a JAG in the military.
Right.
So he has to go down there all the time. So we went down there to do that with him too, and stayed at this really cool hotel down there, in Texas A&M. Texas A&M Stadium is really cool.
There's money. Yeah, we've known for a very long time.
Goodness.
There is money down
and now
there.
There's money in there, and there's money in Baylor, and there's money in Waco now too. Now they haven't got everything in Waco fixed up, but by golly, they're doing a really good job.
I go hunting with a dude from Waco, and he refers to Joanna as the lady that sells those dang $9 muffins.
Yep,
he's not a fan.
$9 muffins that brought a lots of people and money, yep, to that economy. All right, have a good time. We listened to him at the fair the other time, so tell him the show says hello. And
well, I have
you have meet
backstage
and greets, don't you?
Meet and greet. So either I get a stocking,
you just
subpoena,
you're
or whatever.
Giddy. Right, yeah. Now you're giddy. You're glowing. You're,
I can't
so
wait to
giddy.
Go pay $9 beers.
Yeah, there you go. Have a good time. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM 1700 The Champ. Zach Steenblok making an appearance today at 5:21, covering for you. Be right back.
I don't.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.